sit down. Well done to those who have reached the book of Revelation in our New Testament challenge this summer. And well done to all those who are still committed to finishing the project Faith Comes by Hearing. If you are on target, you will be doing the book of Revelation today and tomorrow. And to help you, I'm preaching the book today. The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, and one of my favorites. And personally, my advice is don't read it until you've read everything else in the Bible. It is last for a reason. Now, this morning, I want to give you a clear structure to understand Revelation so that you can understand it better as you hear it. And this structure is not accepted by everyone because Revelation is a book which gets interpreted in several different ways, often strangely. But I'm convinced by this understanding. I love the book, and I'm glad to help anyone else to love it too. Probably the key to understanding the book of Revelation is Jesus' teaching on the present and the future in Mark chapter 13. And other Gospels. And in that chapter, Jesus talks about the time between his first coming and his second coming in the future. Jesus talks about what his people are to expect. And he warns of wars and rumors of wars, injustice, natural disasters, which cause death for many. And should not surprise his people. He also talks about Christians being persecuted for no good reason. And then he finishes by talking about his second coming, the final judgment upon everyone, and the salvation of the people of God. Now let me offer a simple framework for the book of Revelation, based on Jesus' teaching from Mark chapter 13. And imagine those things I mentioned then as seven markers in the time between Jesus' first coming and his second coming. And notice that Revelation has within it seven sevens. So imagine those seven markers pictured from seven different directions to build up a multidimensional picture of the time between Jesus' first coming and his second coming, seen from those seven different directions. So Revelation is a series of descriptions of the time between Jesus' first coming and his second coming, each from a different angle, so that we as Christians can have a multifaceted understanding of what to expect in the time between his first coming and his second coming. And for hard-pressed Christians, that is a particularly special help to understand the times that we live in and to understand something of the future which is to be faced. So let's have a look at the text of Revelation, and in Revelation chapters 1 to 3, Jesus says he is with his people, the seven churches. He's come to be with them. That's what his first coming is about. And so he's like a lampstand in every church, lighting the way. And he knows the ways in which the churches, the Christians, are being true to his word, and he is impressed and encourages. And he knows the ways in which they are being unfaithful, and he calls on them to turn and repent. Otherwise, he will take the lampstand away and leave them. But if they are faithful to the end, when he comes again, they will receive all of his inheritance with him. That's Revelation 1 to 3. Then Revelations 4 to 7 goes back and tells the same story from a different angle. It tells it from the angle of someone who is in the throne room of heaven, how it looks from God's angle. So now there are seven seals locking up the ability of people to know the present and the future. And no one can be found to unlock this knowledge until Jesus comes. And his first coming, including his death and resurrection, allows him to open the seals and reveal the present and the future. And like Mark chapter 13, this section mentions wars, rumors of wars, injustice, and natural disasters coming like four horsemen, the horsemen of the apocalypse. And then the fifth seal is about persecution of Jesus' people. But if they stay faithful, the sixth seal is about Jesus' second coming, judgment for all, and salvation for those who stay faithful to Jesus. And the seventh seal is the end of the earth as we know it, and the start of God's heavenly rest for all of his faithful people. Then we come to Revelation 8 to 11, which goes back again and sees the time between Jesus' first coming and second coming as a series of warnings, seven trumpets giving warnings like alarm bells give warnings, which everyone needs to hear and take appropriate action. And then Revelation chapters 11 to 15 go back again and see the whole scene again from a different angle, the angle of a battle. Because here we have seven pictures of war, a spiritual battle between God and the evil one, with Jesus helping his people to keep fighting the good fight, while false philosophies and other religions provide powerful opposition, and government authorities are inclined to reinforce this opposition, as goes on in so many countries of the world today. The spiritual battle continues and gets fiercer until Jesus' second coming, and then God's judgment brings salvation to his faithful people. And then Revelation 15 and 16, what would you expect? Well, the same scene from a different angle, a different emphasis. The emphasis this time is on the judgment of God upon all of his enemies at the end, when his patience runs out and their time is up, and he reveals his right anger against their misdeeds and rebellion with the pouring out of seven bowls of right and proper anger. And then Revelation 17 to 19, the same scene from a different angle, seven voices of justice. People in this world so often cry out for justice. And in this section, we see how God's judgment will bring justice. And all who have been unfaithful and hurtful and wrong and caused trouble to others will face justice from God and fair punishment. And how all who have been faithful with a clear conscience and a good service of others, despite mistreatment themselves, will receive salvation. Now, as the scenes go on, there is a bit less of the present and a bit more of the future. That's part of the progress of the book. Until the seventh scene, the seventh seven, is about the end. Chapter 19 to 21, Jesus comes again. He's the one on the white horse. And he is the one who wins the final battle and establishes a new age. The world as we know it is over. Those who have been faithful are received into the Lord's heaven and the others to another place. And chapters 21 and 22 are the culmination of the end. only read it if you've read the rest first, because it builds on the rest. Only hear it if you've heard the rest first, because it follows on from the rest. But it is magnificent as a culmination of God's word. The book of Revelation, a picture account of Jesus' teaching in Mark 13 from several different angles to help those who have heard the rest to have a better picture of the present and the future, the whole span between Jesus' first coming and his promised second coming, which helps us a lot in terrible and turbulent times. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Please help us to be thankful for all of your word, because all of it is so valuable and so helpful. Please, Lord, as we hear, help us to understand. And as we understand, help us to do, for your name's sake. Amen.